Good morning, good morning. Kara here. I am so excited. Oh my gosh, I feel like I've shifted from the agitation of a few weeks ago. And the agitation still comes up. Trust me, I'm not this enlightened being that is never agitated. But I feel like I'm on the other side of massive disruption in my own internal system. And I'm so glad that I was able to sit with it. I hope that you are able to sit with the continuous turmoil that might be churning inside of you. It's all worth it, my friend. It's worth sitting with. I promise you that. And what I want to bring to you today, this message of wow, it's time. It's time. It's time for us to move on. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to stop holding ourselves down and back and to allow ourselves to be transmuted. I wrote about this in my journal this morning. You know, I've been really attracted, I guess you could say, to this word transmutation for many, many years, decades. You know, you think of the alchemist who transmutes lead into gold. The alchemist, we are all alchemists, able to transmute dense energy into light energy. How do we do that? Well, we do that through our actions. We do that through our moments by ourselves. We do that by letting go. We do that by showing up. In any given moment, we have the opportunity to transmute the experience that we're having. Right, we can drop from busy mind into our body, into our sensations. Just dropping into your sensations and what you're feeling in any given moment helps you to transmute, helps you to be that alchemist. It's time, my friends, my friend, to start showing up in a new way, because we are being called. Every morning, it's interesting, for the past, I want to say the past month, my journaling has taken on a whole different feel. You know, I feel this call to get on with it, to stop dwelling in hurt, to stop dwelling in grudges and judgments and heaviness, really. It's the heaviness. You know, I feel like just being on the other side of our presidential election has just created some space for all, us all to just move on. You know, regardless of what side you're on, it's just time to move on. And now with the impending escalation of the pandemic, you know, and the warnings, I just heard a warning this morning. It was really... it was like the strongest warning I've heard, I think, in a long, long time. It's all these calls and reminders that it's time. It's time. What is it time for you to do? Are you willing to sit with that this morning? For me, it's time for me to start talking and sharing what's coming through me. And not just hiding it away in my journal, but to really bring forth what's coming through. And for me this morning, it was about alchemy. That we all have this extraordinary power and potential to be alchemists in our own lives and for each other. But it has to start first with us. We can touch dense energy, negative energy, negative situations, unhelpful relationships. We can touch that density with the light and the energy of our hopefulness, wakefulness, courage, curiosity, desire for shift, desire for change. What if we could? What if you could be an alchemist in your life and walk around with that torch, that flame, that fire to transmute? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's powerful. It's exciting. You know, as terrifying as these days are, there is the other side of the energy, which is extraordinarily exciting. I'm so excited for us. I'm so excited for you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here, knowing that you're on the other side of this transmission is, it brings me such joy. So I ask you, as I'm asking you this week, because I am on a little bit of a push to grow this puppy, right? To start reaching more people. So I need you to help me. And you can help me by sharing this today with one person in your life that you think may benefit. That's all. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Be well.